Copy 724, roger. Send and maintain 2000.
Send and maintain 2000, 74.
Send and maintain 504
to send and maintain 3000.
Whatever, crew, super single.
Copy 724.
Today's episode of Afterburn, Drake watches Brokeback Mountain, Hammy swoons over Taylor Lautner, and Tilt asks, who is Steve Jobs?
So, a while ago, Steve Jobs died. This was actually sort of a great surprise to me because I remember in the news two or three days before he stepped down as CEO of Apple, and then all of a sudden he just died, and I was very confused, and everybody else was very confused, and we found out that he had cancer for years and years, and I didn't know he was even sick, so I was surprised. I mean, did you know he had cancer?
I didn't even know who Steve Jobs was until he died.
He had, I think in either 2006 or 2008, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and the doctors saw it, and they said, Jesus Christ, this is one that we can't treat. So they pretty much gave him, I think, something like 6 months to live. Then the doctors did some kind of experiment, and they said, you know what, holy shit, we can actually do this. So they did the surgery, he was fine. Next, I think in 2008, he had a liver transplant, and then just throughout that, he had a few leaves of absence. And then, you could just see that, I thought he had might have had AIDS, because he was just getting skinnier and skinnier, slower, weaker, and when he resigned, it was because of his health issues.
Well, it's kind of what happened with Patrick Swayze. That was a loss.
That's pretty much what it looked like.
That was a shame when Patrick Swayze died. Let's see, that's a guy I miss. I don't know anything about Steve Jobs.
Well, Steve Jobs was head of Apple, and I think another problem with me, as far as Apple goes, was, and one of the reasons why I didn't really pay attention to Steve Jobs much, is that I don't actually like Apple very much.
Why not? Oregon Trail is great.
Yeah, but it's just over the years, I don't know, the Apple operating system for the longest time just looked like Windows 3.1, and I never really liked it that much, and the filing system just bugged me every time I had to use an Apple.
The iPod, man, the iPod.
I never had an iPod.
Well, yeah, Apple makes great consumer products, and I'm not going to lie, you know, their PCs look really good. My dad kept asking, you know, what do you want for your birthday? Or is my birthday or Christmas? Because this is when the iPad 2 came out. He says, oh, yeah, iPad 2, you want that? And it's like, I'll never buy it, but if someone's going to give it to me as a gift, I will complain. But I'm not about to drop $500 for a tablet. I'm not going to drop $1,800 for an Apple Pro book, even though it looks awesome and the screen is excellent.
I mean, you guys know me. I own a typewriter, so I don't know what a tablet is. I don't know what a what's it is. I have my typewriter, and it works.
But you're very computer savvy. I mean, you're the guy doing all the technical work on the show.
I'm not.
Well, you guys, my dad is an HP engineer, He works on the servers and everything. And he is the most anti-Apple person you'll ever meet. This guy's got an iPod Classic, an iPhone 4. He's about to get the new iPhone. He's got a 32-inch iMac. He's got, and I think like a month ago, he just randomly had an Apple Pro book. And every time I go home, the iMac, you know, the keyboard is still in the box. The Pro book is still sitting in the office, and I always try to steal it. You don't need this shit. What do you need this for? I don't know. It's cool.
So, such a power.
So, to him, he gets it because, you know, he loves computers. I guess to him, any computers work for him.
Well, one of the funny things I always thought was kind of odd about Apple was the Apple fanboys always love to go on about how, oh, yes, Apples never get viruses. And it's like, that's because no one owns Apples. Most of the people out there own PCs, and no one bothers to write a virus for an Apple. And then recently, Apple started switching over to a Linux-based operating system. And guess what? There's viruses for Linux. So now Apples are getting viruses, and I'm laughing at Apple owners. But it's just never been particularly appealing. The only thing I ever thought was really cool about an Apple was you could change the color of the folders. And that's honestly about it. And they were great for graphics. I mean, I did a lot of artwork on Apples back when I was in high school. But I just never fell in love with Apples. Ever.
I think what I saw this on the internet was interesting. They were kind of poking fun at how the news is making Steve Jobs out to be a god, and how he was a person of the people, how he revolutionized our world and all this stuff. And then you look at Bill Gates. He and his wife are actually giving away 90% of their income to help bring water to, you know, and water and food to starving kids in Africa. You don't hear a thing about that. But just because Steve Jobs made brilliant products, he's somehow, you know, that's kind of sick for our media.
Well, I mean, at the same time, it's a guy just died to say nice things about him.
Well, I suppose with Steve Jobs, part of the thing that makes Steve Jobs great with the developments is, I guess, through competition. Because let's say, you know, I didn't like the Apples very much. I'm not really terribly impressed with the iPhone and the iPad and everything. But because they came out and because they were so popular, that spurred...
It changed the way we do things.
Yeah, but it specifically spurred competition in all of the other companies who would make better things. So they're kind of the...
I mean, nobody's ever caught up to them, ever.
Yeah.
You know, the HP tablet, for instance. This was supposed to be the newest, greatest thing, and after 150,000 units, they realized Best Buy was saying, you guys got to take these back because no one's buying them. They're like, okay, well, we're just going to abandon the whole thing. So, I mean... I think it's pathetic that other companies keep trying to get into the market because it's just not going to happen. I mean, 90% of the tablet usage is on iPads for the internet. So.
True.
I mean, Steve Jobs, he did a great job with the iPods. He made laptop computers sexy. He brought us the iPad, which, you know, it's a...
Mostly with Apple, you get the same amount of computing power or less with less wires on it for a lot more money. So, like I said, I've never been terribly impressed with Apple.
$200 for 250 gigs.
Yeah. Now, something that you mentioned a couple minutes ago, though, was nobody ever talks about, say, you know, Bill Gates giving away all of his money.
The day he dies, they will. Yeah.
Well, the thing about Bill Gates... I'm not sure if he's doing the Andrew Carnegie thing where he's giving away all his money and trying to help people help themselves, or if he's just a collectivist. And I get the feeling that Bill Gates is kind of a collectivist.
He could also just be dodging taxes.
Well, there is the tax dodging angle, which is kind of what Howard Hughes did. But I always got the feeling, especially because of what he's said about certain things, that Bill Gates is kind of a collectivist and therefore...
Well, Bill Gates has always been huge in the charity.
Yeah, for whatever reason, just Bill Gates always struck me as being kind of a collectivist, and that just there's something that kind of eats me a little bit on that. But.
I heard a fact somewhere that said if he were to give $1,000 to every man in America, he'd sell more money than Oprah, the Olsen twins, and some other celebrity.
Well, the Olsen twins got nothing to spend all the code.
Well, they were rolling cash all back with.
Well, you have to look
My thought is, where's my $1,000?
Well, you have to look at Bill Gates not so much as a celebrity. He's more of the industrialist type. It's like he has more money than all the celebrities will ever dream of because he has a ridiculous amount of capital and he has a ridiculous amount of income coming in because he owns a gigantic business.
I heard a great quote today from Dr. Charles Williams that some people weigh more than their money and other people's money weighs more. So basically what that means is that to Bill Gates, he's above his money. To him, giving away 90% of his income is, I think, like I said, it's charity. He's trying to actually make a difference because he doesn't need. Let's say he's got $90 billion or $100 billion. He only needs $10 million, and he doesn't even need that. So he's just saying, you know what? Here you go. But you got other people, you know, Whitney Houston, Usher, all these people, Jay-Z. Their money is the forefront, and I think that's why Bill Gates is. Great guy. He's putting himself before the world.
I think I'd like to see Bill Gates again sort of go more the Andrew Carnegie route where he'll do things like, I will build you a library, I will build you something, but it's your responsibility as a community to fill it. it's your responsibility as a community to use it to make the most of it.
Well, I mean, he's bringing like a whole water system in Africa to cities that don't have any sewage or clean water. He's actually bringing like what would it be, plumbing to these places.
But, you know, he's not dead. And that's the thing with Steve Jobs, is they're basically trying to say polite things about dead. And as Drake mentioned earlier, when Bill Gates dies, all this is going to be brought up.
You have to remember, though, Steve Jobs was an asshole. That's not a joke. He was a prick.
Yeah. Like I said, I literally don't know anything about him except for that he just, I never knew he was sick, and then all of a sudden, dead.
I think this is just one of those things where you don't speak ill of the dead.
Yeah, I mean, it was a horrible, he died of, apparently a respiratory failure. But he was with his family and all that. But I don't know. I think the media, honestly, just focuses way too much on certain people when there's a lot of better things going on in the world.
Well, about media focusing on the wrong things, something that's always bothered me about the media is when some random girl disappears in some city, you know, like somebody just goes missing. Occasionally they'll start this big media circus about it. That's all you'll hear about
Nancy
for the whole
Gritz.
Year.
Nancy Gritz, yeah.
I guess his name, well, whoever it is. But they'll just keep talking about it. It's like, oh, well, who was that?
Casey Anthony,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's hundreds of people, hundreds of soldiers dying in Afghanistan.
Well, my point about even all this is, look at all the other women who go missing and disappear and get murdered in the United States every day. Yeah. You never hear about them, but all of a sudden, okay, girl from the right part of the suburbs goes missing. All of a sudden, it's a news story for the whole year. Well, what about the other hundreds or possibly
thousands?
It's a good
story, and sadly, the media is just making money. So, you know, you focus on one story, it's a soap opera pretty much. And it's sick that they're making a soap opera a crime. But like I was saying, you got hundreds of people dying overseas. You never hear anything anymore about so and so was killed today. You know, let's pray for them. And to me, like I said, that's kind of why I'm so irked about all this attention for Steve Jobs. Yes, he died. Very sad. Let's have, you know, maybe a day or two. You know, everybody remembers Steve Jobs, founder of Apple, blah, blah, blah. But we don't need to get into hell. Oh, he was a god and he was the Ford of our time
and
all this stuff.
I know what you're saying. Like, when Patrick Swayze and Michael Jackson died about the same time, I liked Patrick Swayze. You know, I met someone who met him, said he was one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Did great movies, great film. Michael Jackson died. The guy was screwed up. Now, granted, he had a missed out on his childhood, and he's trying to relive it, and whatever.
It's a bigger story.
It's tragic, but Michael Jackson was messed up. Yeah, great. He was great to work for, did good songs, but he just refused to grow up, and he was possibly a pedophile. Yet, when Michael Jackson died, all this stuff for like 2 years was going on about how wonderful Michael Jackson was. And it's like, hey, a good man died. Where's Patrick Swayze's tributes?
So I guess our whole topic about Steve Jobs dying has gone not from so much his death and what he did for Apple, but how sick the media is in focusing its stories on, I guess, what can make viewers watch the show. Because honestly, more people are going to watch the show for Michael Jackson dying than for Patrick Swayze.
Well, it's always interesting to me, like, who gets a footnote and who gets, you know, 3 weeks or half a year of coverage, because I remember when John DeLorean died, and, you know, anyone who's into cars knows who John DeLorean is. I mean, you know, GTO, Firebird,
the DeLorean.
You know, we all know who John DeLorean is, but when he died, it was just a little quick blurb on the news. Oh, John DeLorean had a stroke today. Moving on. And that was it. That's all you ever heard about him. But then, you know, when Bob Hope died, that was just, well, actually, that's a bad example because everyone knows Bob
Hope. Bob Hope was a good guy.
Bob Hope was a great guy. But who's somebody else who was just mildly famous?
The guy that played the Joker.
Oh, Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
They went on about Heath Ledger for about a week. And
see, I think with Heath Ledger's, it was kind of...
So there's not going to be a sequel to Brokeback Mountain? Damn.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I saw the Anne Hathaway sex scene.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Somebody forced me to watch that movie, and then I had to hit them with a heavy object.
This again.
Because it was a terrible, awful, depressing movie.
I don't know if you're proud of it or something, but I've heard this story of you watching that movie so many times now.
Well, It's not my fault. It's a traumatic thing. It's like when somebody makes you watch the first Star Trek movie. It's like you have to talk about it with somebody because you
get it off your chest.
You have to relate the horribleness of the experience.
Yeah, I know. Even gay people I know hated that movie. Yeah.
Even if they had done that movie with like straight couples, it would still be a horrible, depressing movie. It's like watching White Oleander or something. It's like, why did you make me watch this movie? What's wrong with you?
Well, yeah, I heard a movie I thought was worse was it has I don't know the actor's names, but it had the other guy, not Heath Ledger. That movie Brothers.
Oh yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
That was so fucking bad.
Brothers, like a guy comes back from war, his brother was sleeping with his wife or something like that.
Yeah,
it was an anti-war movie.
I think all his brothers was like give her a kiss or some shit.
Well, did you ever see The Deer Hunter?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Was there anything inspiring about that movie, or was it just depressing?
I really don't remember. I saw that movie 4 years ago.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, there are some depressing movies that are good, though. Like, a recent one that came out with Sean Bean, Black Death. You know, I don't want to spoil the movie, but it had kind of a depressing ending, but it was such a good story that you watch it and you're like, wow, the ending's depressing. Or Seven. I mean, we've all seen Seven. That was a depressing movie, but it was a great movie.
Yes.
Anyway, another movie I was thinking of along those lines wasn't really depressing, but it was kind of a movie that left you wondering at first, but then they spoiled it, was this old Gene Hackman movie called French Connection, and he was chasing after this French drug dealer. At the very end, he chases him around his corner in his warehouse, and you hear a gunshot go off, and the screen goes to black, and you're like, oh my God, who shot who? And then they tell you what happens. It has little blurbs that pop up. And I'm like, really? It left you in suspense wondering what happened, and then they told you that the guy got away and that he accidentally shot at the cop. And I'm like, why would you do that? Why would you end it on a note where you're like, what happened? All suspenseful. And then they tell you what happens. But yeah, movies, if they're just depressing, I don't know why people would want to watch them. Even if it's, especially when it's not a good story. Because like, The Black Death was a very depressing movie, but was a very cool story. And you can overlook the depressing ending because the story was so good. And even the depressing ending tied into the story really well. Seven, very depressing movie, but very good story. French Connection, suspenseful ending, and they spoiled it. And what you tell me, Drake, Brokeback Mountain, just depressing throughout. Why would you submit yourself to that, subject yourself to that?
I don't know. Personally, when I watch movies, well, when I watch drama kind of movies, I like to be confused for a while. That's why I really like The Game.
The Game, Michael Douglas.
Because you just go, the first time you watch that movie, you just go through most of it being confused because you know the company's dicking with the guy, but you don't know why. Because, well, you know exactly why they're dicking with him, but it sort of becomes unclear as to whether they're still dicking with him or they're just trying to kill him.
I'm going to have to watch that movie, because I've never seen it. I saw all the previews and stuff for it.
I've never seen it.
No, I've never seen it.
The Game or Survivor?
The Game.
The Game.
Have you seen Survivor the Game?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Never heard of it.
You know who Ice-T is?
Yeah.
All right, so Ice-T is this homeless guy, and Gary Busey.
No, you're that wasn't Ice-T. That was... Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, yes, it was Ice-T. It was Ice-T. I was thinking Ice Cube.
Yeah,
I've seen that. They're hunting. Yeah, I've seen that.
Pretty good movie. It's got Gary Busey and Dr. Cox from what's that show? Scrubs.
Dr. Cox. Oh yeah.
It's got
a
lot of good actors in there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Dude, that Dr. Cox guy, what's his real name?
I don't know his real name, but he's been in like Platoon.
He always
and
plays
Office Space.
He always plays a shitty role. Well, Office Space is great, but he's always the prick in the movies, but he's a really good actor. If you watch Scrubs, you know, he's got a lot of I don't know what the word is, but he can be sensitive, he can be aggressive, he can be funny. But in the movies, they always just make him this like this sidekick that is just fucking annoying. I don't know.
I do like him in Scrubs.
I think he should have a lead role in a movie. You know, whether it be a romantic comedy, not an action movie, definitely not an action movie.
Well, I would say that, but there was an actor that did an action movie recently that I would have said no way on earth should he do an action role, and he pulled it off flawlessly. Okay. Adrian Brody in the movie Predators.
Oh my God! Wait, no. I was thinking of something else. I was thinking of Abduction. Kid from Twilight.
Oh, I can't. I actually can't wait to see that.
Are you kidding me?
I hate Twilight movies and.
Dude, that kid's like 16 years old.
He's 20 now.
Whatever, man. Have you seen the previews?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll get you. Don't worry.
Yeah, well, when you're,
I won't leave you behind.
When you're in that kind of shape, you can get away with anything.
I have no idea what the two of you are talking about.
The right. Indian kid that plays the werewolf in Twilight's playing
you
this.
You know
movie.
What Twilight is?
Vaguely.
Right, the vampire werewolf love triangle.
There's this like Mexican Indian guy, and I guess all the girls loved him. And so Hollywood being Hollywood is like, oh, all these girls have posters of this guy. We're gonna turn him into an action hero. So he looks like he's 16. And you watch the previews, and he's got like Angelina Jolie as his babe or some shit in the movie. Just some older woman.
I'm gonna see it.
And he's got lines like, I will find you. It's just like, it's like Justin Bieber being there.
Well, something happening in big text.
Adrian Brody pulled off the mercenary character in the movie Predators really well. Even with that hawkish Junos of his, I just watched it like, wow, he can actually play action. Because he was in movies like The Pianist and Solo, and, you know, he always takes drama roles, he always takes nerdy roles, he takes great acting roles, but he never did an action movie until Predators, and did a great job.
The Pianist was kind of like an action movie, only he spent most of the movie running away.
Yes, but was he badass with an automatic shotgun shooting at aliens?
No.
I was going to say, the answer's no, Drake.
I'd like to see the guy who played Captain Spears do something.
Oh, yeah, he was in that miniseries about Native Americans that Spielberg did.
Yeah, but I'd like to see him, like, in an action movie or something.
He has done a couple of things. Well, I mean, he did take a drama role where he played a news reporter in some low-budget movie or something.
Who you remember the clean-shaven Marine in Aliens 2?
No.
The one guy?
Oh, Michael Biehn.
He was in some recent movie, wasn't he?
Well, the last movie I saw him in was Grindhouse, which was terrible.
Nah, he was...
He did, he's done The Art of War, he played the crazy cowboy in Tombstone, he played the crazy seal in The Abyss, he played...
You know, he was in The Rock, right?
Yeah, he was the same team commander in The
Rock. Yeah, that's what it was, because I was watching The Rock and I was like, dude, this guy's really familiar. I was like, holy shit, it's back from Aliens 2.
Aliens, yeah, that
Aliens,
was...
Yeah.
His character was, Corporal Dwayne Hicks was his name. Yeah, but, yeah, Michael Biehn, he's done quite a few things. He was Kyle Reese in the first Terminator movie. He's been in quite a few things, and unlike most actors that disappear, he's still in great shape. Like, he looks really old in the face now, but when I saw him in Grindhouse, I was like, wow, he's like pushing 60, and he's still in great shape.
You guys seen Val Kilmer lately?
Oh, yeah.
So sad.
Well, I heard he's a real douche. Like, I heard he's like a real, real dick.
I mean, it's not, I don't think it's our prerogative to, you know, an actor's a dick in real life, because that's not why you go see. That's why I have a problem with people hating on Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is a really cool guy.
People hate on Tom Cruise because he's a Scientologist, alright? He jumped up on Oprah's couch and screamed that he was in love.
I'm in love with Gideons!
You know what? It's like, who cares? The guy's job is to make movies. That's all I'm going to look at. I'm not going to be so materialistic and fucking News Weekly that I'm going to say, oh my god, he had an outburst on Oprah? That guy's crazy. I'm not going to see his movies. I all of a sudden don't like Tom Cruise. Because before all that shit, Tom Cruise was like one of the top actors. Nobody had a bad thing to say about Tom Cruise. He's short. Now he's a Scientologist. Now he's crazy with Katie Holmes.
The only time I will stop watching an actor's movies is if their political agenda goes to the point of treason, like Sean Penn.
Yeah,
when he sat down and had dinner with Saddam Hussein. By my way, I'd have him shot, because that's treason.
Well, aside from that kind of nonsense, celebrities, I think to an extent we want them to be kind of crazy and off the wall. Well, I do, because here's the thing. We want them to be kind of entertaining all the time.
No, just when they're on camera.
Well, some people no, and some people yes. Some of these people, it's fine that they're going to go out and make bizarre outbursts, because that just sort of adds to the... Oh, hey, it's that crazy guy we all know.
I think that's because
people live pseudo-lives through celebrities.
Yeah.
They live these lives when they're waiting for their turn at the grocery store.
Now, some celebrities, I love the fact that they never make the news and they're never in the spotlight outside their movies. Like Sean Connery. Yeah, some of the old classy actors, like, you know, Clint Eastwood and Sean Connery and James Earl Jones.
John Wayne.
You don't know anything about these people, and you don't want to know anything about these people, and you don't want to hear about them doing something crazy, you just want to think of them as those roles in those movies. But some of these other people that have, like, you know, the big public life, we want them to be crazy. We want them to go out and do bizarre things.
To a point, but I don't want them... If I'm out trying to enjoy myself and a celebrity comes and makes an ass out of himself in a public place when I'm trying to enjoy myself, I don't want to see that. And then all I said with Lady Gaga getting hammered and just like making a total scene at the Yankee Stadium during that baseball game, that was just – people were – it was hampering people's enjoyment of the game, even to the point where she busted into Jerry Seinfeld's private box and he actually had to grab her and throw her out of the booth. You know, now, granted, she wrote an apology letter about it and all that, but still, that's taking it too far.
Well, I mean, do you guys remember Joaquin Phoenix?
No.
Yeah, he's got a scar on his lip, played Johnny Cash.
All right. No. He was a huge actor. He played, he was in that movie, The Village, the Johnny Cash movie. He had
Ladder 49.
That one, too. He had a lot of really good roles, and, you know, he was a regular celebrity in the media, you know. Oh, my God, Joaquin Phoenix is dating this girl. Look at Joaquin Phoenix not wearing dress shoes to the Emmys or whatever they were focusing on. But he made a documentary where he pretty much let himself go. And nobody knew that he was playing around. So he gained something like 50 pounds, started smoking weed every day, hookers, cocaine. And he exposed himself to the media and he told them, you know, I'm pursuing my dream to be a rapper. And what his point was is that the media was just going to eat him alive. They were going to make fun of him, and they were just going to brutalize him because that's the way the media is. And I don't know where I'm going with this.
Did it occur to you that because we are making a show, we are the media?
I was going to make a comment to that effect. I was waiting for the right time. I was going to say this all is a warning to us. So, Drake, don't go getting hammered making an ass out of yourself in public.
I think the difference with us, though, is that we're not being paid. To give an opinion. We're just giving our honest opinion.
You're not being paid.
Yeah, we have.
I'm paid pretty well. We don't pay you either. But me and Atari get paid a hell of a lot to do this show.
How much? $50 a
month? No, a lot more than that.
We get paid a lot to do this show.
And yes, money comes my way too, Drake.
Who pays? Because there's only like 3 views on YouTube.
We have the producers. We're sworn to secrecy. Yeah, to all the people listening online, we're sworn to secrecy.
I'm glad to edit all that out, but that's sort of just a big joke.
If you guys are getting paid so much, you guys need to fucking amp up your website.
Well, see, the thing is, we're not smart with our money. We just pocket all the money, and that's it. We don't bother putting it towards the show.
Jack, hookers and blow.
Except without the hookers and blow.
Anyway, there's the music, so it's time to end this episode. So thanks for tuning in to Afterburn. Make sure to like us on Facebook and like us on Twitter, because we like that sort of thing.
Okay, person. Like us on Facebook and like us in person.
Oh, that's right. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Till next time.
I'll never be any more vampire. Setting teenage loins on fire. I've got nothing in common with the vampires of today. They gaze at girls and pout and brood and then just run away. This Twilight hack thinks she can come along and change the vampire rules. I guess sleeping in coffins and wearing capes suddenly isn't cool. Girls won't climb up trees with me or canoodle in the grass. And when I play vampire baseball, I always get picked last. Oh, come on! Seriously, dudes, that's a human you just picked over me. I seduced all kinds of women from all over the world. But now the only dates I get are with chunky gothic girls. When did all these vampires become abstinent and whiny? When I walk out into the sun, I don't get all bright and shiny, okay? Vampires don't have purity rings like undead Jonas Brothers. If I can't score with these high school girls, perhaps I'll go for their mothers. Why not? When you're 600 years old, there's no such thing as a cougar. I'll never be. Wake me up when the world grows a pair of fangs. You thought that was going to say balls, didn't you?